Hey, did you know that Kevin Hart is in Milton? That's kind of funny what ends up being the biggest story of the week. And honestly, it could end up being the biggest story of the year for Miltonians. It's a pretty cool little thing, though, and a nice little, we'll say, break from the usual COVID stuff. Now, welcome back to the latest edition of This Week in Milton. I'm Cameron Wilkinson. We're online only today. That's a new twist to this segment here. I've got regional counselor Zeeshan Hamid with me today. Now, Zee, we'll save Kevin Hart for last today. Now, I wanted to talk about the climate change work plan that was approved at Monday's town council meeting. And I was wondering if you could tell me and the listeners a little bit about it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, council passed climate emergency last year, and there was an ask to hire a climate officer, which we disagreed with. We came under criticism, but we disagreed with because my point was, and other councils agreed, that climate change and environmentalism, it should be part of every single function. We shouldn't segregate it somewhere else. And so we came up with a pretty good, I think, very intensive climate change work plan where we're becoming members of Partner for Climate Protection, where we're going to embark a large public awareness campaign. We have internal corporate initiatives happening as well along this, which includes, you know, LED lighting at sports centers and leisure center and more green solutions and looking at geothermals and other solar panels and other things like that in the future.
And a big part of staying green and being eco-friendly in this town involves development, Zeeshan. We do have development stories coming out of council this past week. Three development plans were discussed, two being in your ward, Ward 4, the south end of Milton. I was wondering, Zeeshan, if you could dive into those two developments for us.
Yeah, they were public meetings, and we'd like to hear from residents. One of them was in the west part of Milton, right adjacent to Tremaine. That lot has been undeveloped for a while. Residents adjacent to it have moved in probably 3 or 4 years ago. So if anything, they take a sigh of relief that finally it's going to get developed. The other is actually a six-story building by Gulfbeck Development along Highway 25. And that's also, if you look at housing prices and the way things are moving, there's a massive demand for starter homes. Starter homes are basically condos now. And a lot of people who bought homes 10 years ago, they don't understand or realize the importance of it. But essentially, there's a lot of people growing up in Milton, getting jobs and then looking for their first property. And unfortunately, if we don't move to a better mix of homes, they won't be able to live in Milton and they'll have to move out of Milton. So in that sense, a good development. Six stories is actually a good height on the major road. And again, we heard no negative comments about it from public at all.
All right, we've got council out of the way. Let's talk about Kevin Hart. Zeeshan, I saw your post from this week talking about how the movie stars are being tested regularly and all that. But I was wondering, when you see people grouping together like they have been this week to see Kevin Hart, Woody Harrelson, Keeley Cuoco, if she's even here, I haven't actually seen anything about her being in Milton. But when you have all of these people grouped together, it's got to be worrying to know that, you know, hey, we're still in a pandemic here, people. Let's spread out a little bit, right?
Yeah. I actually got some complaints. And so I did a post yesterday explaining to people that the film industry has a different set of guidelines and is actually much stricter than what general public has to follow. So every single staff member gets tested 3 times a week at their cost, not at public cost. And then they actually are kind of collectively in a social isolation thing. And yes, what a question came in. Those of the talent that travel from the U.S., they did go through a 2-week-long social isolation. So all guidelines were followed. We have our staff there present 100% of the time. On top of that, the film industry has its own COVID expert that's present there all the time as well. So, you know, all the rules are being followed, all of stuff's being followed. And beyond that, it's super exciting. I mean, I can't wait to watch the movie. You'll see all the Milton stuff in the background. I saw cars exploding yesterday. How exciting is that?
Yeah. When you see, you know, Main Street being used, and I saw the back lot with Ivy Arms is being used as well for some fight scenes and stuff. That's going to be pretty cool to see that in a movie.
Oh, totally, man. Totally. I actually, one of the things I'd never realized is they actually shot fast-moving chase scenes yesterday. I mean, I just saw videos of them. I wasn't there. But I mean, I guess it makes sense if you think about it logically. The cars are moving really slow. So I'll be very interested to see how they make it look super fast in the movie. I'm looking forward to it.
Did you get a chance to stop by and see any of the filming being done?
No. I'm keeping my distance because, the public, members of the public who are going to watch them, they still need to follow the 25 people outdoor gathering guidelines. And, you know, more counselors and more people go, that means that fewer general public will be able to enjoy it. And so I think those of us in public office should probably step aside and let members of general public go and enjoy it for a bit.
All right. That's all the time that we have, Zeeshan. Thank you so much for joining me.
No, thanks for the opportunity.
That is Regional Counselor Zeeshan Hameed. I've already confirmed with his counterpart, Samir Ali, to be on next week, so I'll be looking forward to that. This is an online-only episode, so while you're here on miltonnow.ca, make sure to browse our local news section. It's really just me these days in the MyFM newsroom, so without tuning my own horn too much, I'll say that we are definitely putting out some of our best work ever as a station. I just wanted to get that out there. I'll talk to you next week. And in the meantime, I'm Cameron Wilkinson, and that was This Week in Milton.